Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the mighty 690 KGGF. We're going to take a break from open line here for just a few minutes. And we have in a special guest in studio. She usually comes in on Wednesdays, and she will still be in on this Wednesday. But we asked her to come in today, as today is reopening day in Kansas, phase one of the reopening day of Kansas. We have Candy Westbrook in studio. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
Good morning.
So it, we asked you to come in today because, you know, today is phase one opening. I know some counties like Labette, they're going to go straight up with what the state is recommending. I know Montgomery County, they're still kind of a little stricter on some items, but overall still mostly probably not going to see much of a change if you live here in Montgomery County.
Not
for the most
much.
Part.
No. Just traveling in this area, that won't be it. Major difference going from county to county,
right?
A few little small things. So.
But restaurants will be opening, and I think that's probably going to make a lot of people happy. I know there's just one restaurant out. I am going to go attack it tonight, and they may have to drag me out because it's just like
yes.
I haven't had Mexican food in a while. So, but anyway, again though, you know, they released the guidelines. You know, mass gatherings are still, and this is confused me a little bit because it says mass gatherings of 10 or less, but restaurants, even with social distancing guidelines, can they still have more than 10 inside that restaurant?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
The mass gathering is going to be more like in a cluster altogether. So in the lobby or any, you know, like a bank lobby or any place where you're going to have a big group that are together. Now, at the restaurants, they're supposed to make sure that each table and booth is 6 feet apart. So you may go into a restaurant and see that you're here, but the next table over is, you know, further away, or they'll probably block off certain tables.
Tape it off, yeah.
Yes.
So that that way that'll help the waiter out when they go to seating people.
Right. So that's kind of where it is. But all businesses that open up are, number one, they're all kind of taking their policies and really implementing some things to make sure everything's safe. So a lot more disinfecting, enhancing the sanitation. So things like that, they're going to do a lot more hand washing. You're going to notice things are, again, like people are 6 feet apart, but also at the registers, they're going to, most of them already do have this, but a lot of them will start having little signs or tape on the floor showing you where to stand. This is really important. And I've noticed that even myself when I was out in public, that some people are like, oh, this is crazy. I don't need to do this. Well, here's the thing. As long as you're doing your part, don't worry about everybody else.
Right.
So do your part, but you don't know who's out. If that person's got an elderly person at home that's sick and they're trying to be more protective, they have to come out and get groceries or whatever. So it's one of those things that it doesn't hurt you. Just step back a few feet, give some space. You'll get in line. It's not like somebody's going to be cutting in line in front of you. So that'll be going on.
Yeah, I had a friend in Oklahoma where he was in line at Walmart, and some guy was like right up on him, and he turned around. He said, hey, can you back off? He says, oh, I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd be like, back up.
Right.
Please, back up.
Whether you believe it or not, just follow the guidelines.
Just humor us, please.
Yes. Well, and also because, you know, the stores can get in trouble. So
exactly.
They got to make sure that they're following their protocols. Also, we still tell everybody that if you are in a vulnerable population, that doesn't mean you need to necessarily go out. So even though some businesses are opening, they're still wanting everybody to be careful that either A, is elderly or a compromised immune system, whatever. Those are still encouraged to stay home as much as possible,
right,
and limit their exposure. So it's still kind of, you know, you still have to watch out a little bit. But they are, like I said, trying to do everything they can to make sure it's as safe as possible for you to enter that store. A lot of stores will have a restriction on how many can come in. So based on their square size. So just kind of follow those general guidelines. Also, if you are sick or have any signs, doesn't mean you have COVID, but just have some kind of sign of being ill, most stores will not let you come in. They encourage you to stay home and just wait it out just for a few more weeks.
Right.
So this will be going on for about 2 weeks, and then we'll be able to open up a few more businesses if everything kind of flows as they hope. probably we're going to see a spike. So we need to make sure to tell the public, don't panic. That's kind of expected.
Right, right.
There's going to be a little spike. And as long as it's not any crazy numbers, then we'll be able to move forward on the next one.
Yeah, if it's just a little bit, I mean, that's not going to be bad. With these businesses open and now the stay at home order now being lifted, yeah, there's probably going to be a little bit of a spike.
Yes,
so.
There's going to be. That's to be expected. But we have to remember, too, that really what this was set up for, it was to kind of help get the hospitals and the healthcare professionals ready if there was an influx.
Right.
So there's no way that we can shut our community down until the virus is gone. It's not
well,
like the
it's
virus.
It's never going to go away.
It's never going
to
go away.
It's like flu. I mean, it's here to stay. However, a vaccine hopefully will be on its way.
Yes.
Soon,
and we're just trying to slow
we'll
that
good.
Rate.
Right.
Give it a chance for the healthcare to be ready for things. And just kind of slow that down. So, yes, some restaurants and bars are back open. Again, they are going to be distance apart, 6 feet. Also, there's no buffets, so you won't see any buffets right now, as well as self-serve beverages or anything like that. They're going to have to make sure they do it for you. Some of them may even have plexiglass in between different tables or booths or, you know, so you may see that as well, just as an extra precaution.
I've seen that at our McDonald's where they put the plexiglass up. So now basically it's just enough space for an arm to get through to hand your card or hand your money. And I think it's a good idea to protect the employees and protect the people also in the car. So
exactly.
I think that was a good idea. Also, it says here, you know, childcare and libraries will be open. Will the Coffeyville Public Library be open?
Yes, they are opening back up. Every business is going to have different start dates because even though they're eligible to be open, some of them have to go through and do some deep cleaning, mm-hmm. add the plexiglass. They got to get the workers to come back. And so that sometimes is the transition time. So if you're excited about your favorite business opening up, just check their Facebook page to make sure they are actually open today. Some may be tomorrow, maybe next Friday. So there's going to be different dates of opening for everybody, but for the most part, they're going to be eligible to be open. Child care is going to be available so that workers can go back to work,
because
it won't do any good if we don't, nobody has child care. But they are going to have to follow some strict protocols to make sure those kids are safe. Parents won't be allowed in the door. They're going to have a limited number of kids per classroom, you know, so it'll be very restricted, but just to make sure it's safe. You'll see a lot of retail stores will have like sanitation supplies like Walmart. You know how they have things clean off cart. You'll see that in other retail places as well as like hand sanitizer, things like that. So they're going to do a few different things just to make sure that while you're there, you're using kind of safe guidelines. So unfortunately, we do have some places not opening up, though.
Right.
Bars are not open unless it's a bar that has a restaurant in it, and then they can be open as long as they're serving food. Once that food is over, then the bar has to close. Yes.
Okay.
So, although right now, a lot of the restaurants I've talked to, the restaurant will be open, but they're still going to do the curbside or delivery if they do.
Okay.
That.
Okay. So, so that'll still be an option.
Yes.
Even though the dine-in will actually be open.
Right.
Though.
Because they want to make sure that not everybody is comfortable yet going out, or they can't for whatever reason. So they want to make sure they still offer that as an option, including those to-go drinks. That was kind of a new thing that started up just recently. So they'll be able to have, you know, you can get your to-go food at the curb and grab a drink to go. So even though the bar is not open, you can grab your favorite cocktail. See, the fitness centers are still closed, unfortunately, for at least a couple more weeks. Theaters, things like that, any kind of festival, sports activity. So our rec, unfortunately, is still closed right now. And I know they're so excited about being able to open back up and get baseball season going, but things will hopefully get going in 2 more weeks on
those areas.
And
that's phase two, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They have dates targeted, but that doesn't mean that's 100% sure that's the date they're going to open.
If there's a huge spike that's not expected, they'll probably extend like the phase one, correct?
Yeah, okay. Right. So, but as much, you know, as many places that can be open are going to be open, especially like all the retails. Even places like, you know, your accounting office and different businesses, some of them will continue to have the lobby closed, though. For example, the banks, they still for the next few weeks are going to have you go through the drive-through only. If you need to go in the lobby, it's kind of an appointment only. So you call ahead and say, hey, I need to come in and meet with somebody, and they can do that by appointment. But you'll see a lot of the lobby areas closed up, even though they're eligible to kind of be open, because they don't want a cluster of people. So you'll see that a little bit.
And it looks like CRMC was safely resuming some practices.
Yes, yes. So they're going to start letting a few more people come in. It's still going to be very restrictive. They still want to follow close protocols, but starting to slowly start opening up some of those procedures, because I know medically some people had to put off all the procedures that they were supposed to have done.
Right.
Dental offices, for example, weren't able to do things. My husband's been dying to get into a dentist. He's finally going to get in this morning and be able to get his tooth removed. But it's just one of those things where everything was put on hold, and we need things back so we can take care of health-wise. So, yeah, we're excited about that.
I got to get in and see the eye doctor. I need some new glasses. I've had these for way too long.
Yes.
So
that's another
I need some
thing.
New ones.
Yeah. So all those places. You may see some of those places, though, where they're going to have a mask, and they may even require the patron to have a mask on. So that'll be something that you'll start seeing in certain places, because they just want to make sure that they're increasing that safety measure. And speaking of masks, I did have somebody ask kind of, okay, well, if we have to wear a mask somewhere, where do I get those? Because you typically can't find them in the stores. There are some places in town that have them. Clough Oil has some disposable ones, kind of a limited supply of them. I know many individuals in town have been making them, especially for the frontline workers. Alderman Acres has tons of masks. They're cloth ones. And so you can stop in there and purchase them. But basically, anything can be used to cover the face. And I will let everybody know that these aren't 100% preventative measure, these masks, because they're not the hospital grade kind. But it's just an extra little bit of a barrier. I see all of these, guidelines for you to be out in public. It's kind of almost like when you have a newborn baby, you know, at first you're kind of really careful about that. Anybody holds the baby, you're like, oh, put your sanitizer on, you know.
Right.
So you're very careful. And then eventually you kind of expose the baby a little bit more and a little bit more. That's kind of what we're doing here, is just slowly exposure, but still using protective measures. Those measures are not going to, you know, keep out every germ. It's just going to reduce the rate. So the mask, the gloves, the whatever, just hopefully kind of reducing it a little bit to make it easier for you. So, but I'm trying to think of any other businesses.
Yeah, I have scarves that I used to get from the Oklahoma City Energy soccer games. And there were times when they would pop smoke. When we'd score, we would pop smoke bombs off. Well, I always had the scarf around me, and I had it set up to where I could just pull it up to cover my mouth. Because that stuff, one, it's bad to inhale that stuff, because it's smoke bombs, and two, they stink.
They do stink.
Stink something awful. So when they pop those, it's like yay, we celebrate, and then pull up the scarf, and we just and have it on for just a few minutes, and then we'll pull it back off. So I could use probably something like that. Just kind of like you said, it's not, you know, it's not hospital grade, but it's something.
It's just going to help reduce just a little bit. So just every little tiny protective measure that you can use when you're getting out, that's going to be good to remember. So also, just kind of remembering, well, I kind of said it already with the checkout, but keeping that 6-foot distance, that's going to be big right now. In all the stores, every place you go to, that's the big requirement. It's going to be making sure that everybody's not clustered on top of each other. So keep your distance, if nothing else, just because you don't know the other person and whether they have a compromised immune or what. We just want to be careful with everybody. So keeping that, keeping the disinfectant. Something that a lot of us got into a habit of, I don't know if everybody at home did, but when you leave your house and you come back, you know, you take off your shoes, you wash your hands when you immediately come in, do things like that. As long as we're following those basic protocols, we won't see this ginormous spike. So we just want to follow some guidelines. But I'm really sad because the salons are not going to be open quite yet. So really, really needing my hair done
oh,
soon.
Oh, I need a haircut. Look at this. This thing on top of my head, I think it's getting a life of its own. I wake up in the morning, I'm like, what is going on with this?
So they're not open yet, but hopefully in 2 weeks they will be open, but they'll have, again, strict protocols. They will be wearing a mask. They'll probably require the patron to wear a mask. So both of you are kind of having that protection, which will increase even more.
Right.
And they'll have one person in at the salon at a time. So, but they're still closed as of right now. Schools are still closed, but online education is moving forward. So I know CCC is doing open enrollment right now online and kind of getting that ready to go for the fall. So a lot of places, even if they're not open, they're getting things ready. They're kind of getting prepared so that we can hopefully move forward on our phases and get in there and do that. So that's for sure.
And it sounds like USD 445 has been what they rolled out has been working very, very well as well. I talked to some of the school administration. In fact, I talked to one of the principals a couple of weeks ago here on air, and she says the rollout's been very successful and it's been very well received. So
it has. I really commend our school districts because this is something they had to come up with, you know, immediately
on the fly, basically.
Yes. And so is everything perfect? No, this is not a ideal, perfect situation to begin with. So we have to just know that they're doing the best that they can to at least provide some education to our students. And then, of course, in the fall, hopefully things are back to normal and they'll be able to really, you know, dig deep and get the kids back on track a little bit more. But they were able to do as best as they could. And so I commend them because a lot of things are slow moving normally.
Right.
You know, you got to think through methodically and plan and have 50 different meetings, you know, and before you can even move forward. They had to do this all within a matter of days. So same with some of our businesses. So I'm commending some of them because they're having to be creative. They're having to come up with new ways to get the items out and making sure the store is safe, their employees are safe. That's, you know, we think about ourselves sometimes, but we forget about the employees.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Some of them are scared to go back to work.
Well, because they're in contact all day with people.
Yes.
So, yeah, I can understand that 100%.
So these businesses are doing whatever they can to try to make sure it's safe, but they're also having to be creative in how they do their products. And so I'm in awe of everybody that's been learning how to do something new in this new order. So I would also say one of the things that I mentioned the other day in an email, but this next couple weeks is going to bring a lot of anxiety for some people. For some people, it's going to bring relief. Whew, mm-hmm. We get to go back out again. Or the business says, ooh, I get to see a customer again.
Right.
You know, I'm about to go under here. I need help. Weather service, huh?
Yep.
Here we go.
Okay, so it's still in Oklahoma. So
I was just
making sure what county was in
good.
Before we do continue. Because as of right now, over the air, nobody can hear us over there, but they can still hear us on the app if they're listening online in the app. So we'll just keep ahead and keep going so we can go ahead and continue.
Okay, perfect. Well, whether you feel like things are opening too soon or not soon enough, you know, you just have to do your best judgment based on your conscience, your wallet, you know, your health. But I just want to make sure that everybody realizes that having that judgment and criticism on either side is not going to be helpful right now.
Right.
We're all going to make different choices, but we just have to be supportive as a community because there's a lot of people that need our support. Our businesses really need our support so that, number one, we don't 3 months from now go, where'd our town go? We have nobody left because the business is closed. And B, all the people that are, you know, unemployed. I mean, they need to get back to work to
Absolutely.
Support their families. So we just want to be there to support them during this transition. And for a lot of us, we're excited too, because we get to be out and
get to be out now.
So it's exciting, but yeah, just do your part, be careful and we'll be able to move forward. So
absolutely. So again, Kansas instituting phase one, the state of Kansas instituting phase one of this opportunity to reopen the state. This will be 2 weeks long, correct?
Correct.
And then we'll institute phase two when more things will be allowed to open. I'm the most thing I'm interested in phase two is the movie theater. I'm ready to get back to the movies.
Yes. Movie theaters, casinos, all the just the fun stuff. We want
exactly.
to have some entertainment.
Exactly. So, I mean, I am a movie head. I literally, so before then, I mean, I would go to Indy because it was the closest one to the area, but we're still, it's still supporting local businesses in Montgomery County.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I'd go there literally once a week because it's like, oh, here's this movie I want to see. So when the movies closed down, I was like, no.
I know.
So I'm just like, I'm fiending for the theater. I'm like, come on, we got to open back up, man. We got to open back up so I can go to the theater, especially for that popcorn. Mm.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, goodness. Well, if anybody wants to know, like, what specifically a business is doing to get ready or what those, like you said, the phases, of course, you guys have it on your website. We've got it on our website, both the governor's requirements as well as the local Montgomery County phase requirements. So those are all easy to find on all the websites, but you can also just call us and we can kind of go, yes, this is open, or nope, here's the restriction on that. So happy to help both the community and any business that's trying to figure out, how do I navigate and how do I get this open safely? So just give us a call and we'll kind of walk you through kind of what those steps are right now.
All right. Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in. I know it was short notice, but we appreciate you coming in. And are you guys open now as well, or are you still closed?
No, we are open now. We're just kind of restricting group sizes. Mm-hmm. And we don't want travelers from out of state coming into the bank right now because there's still a lot of hot spots in the country where we have to be careful. That's another thing we didn't talk about, but on that phase plan, you can see where their restrictions are for travel. There's certain places that we can't travel to or have people travel from. So if just make sure you're looking at that before you try to go driving anywhere. There's certain restrictions on travel that we have to be careful of. But other than that, yes, we're good.
All right. Well, again, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will have more Open Line all the way up to 11 o'clock. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.